Welcome to the podcast. This is Dave Say, graphic designer.
And I am photographer Sid Caesar.
And it's February 17th.
Friday, February 17th.
Yeah, podcast number 32.
32.
And because it took so long setting up the computer after reinstalling all the music software,
yes.
We only have 15 minutes to get this done.
Quick podcast. But that's okay.
That's all right. We're just going to wing it.
Short
and sweet.
Maybe
we'll do two short ones.
Yes.
Or many short ones, as it is. So we got some feedback on last week's podcast from Elise, who liked the direction we were going in. And since no one else is complaining, we're going to assume that's the overriding direction that we will be following. And I believe her comment was, well, she seemed to like the, I guess, the going into the, I guess we were talking about some of the creative decision-making that we made.
Yep.
The fine art stuff, our perspectives on how it worked and how it related to us.
Yes.
So I guess we can just continue in that same vein. And actually segueing right into your recent gallery opening down in Boston at NKG, is it?
NK Gallery, NKG for short.
Yep.
We had the opening on February 3rd, Friday. And it seemed to go pretty well. You came down and we had a lot of friends that came down and there seemed to be a lot of foot traffic. And so far everybody seems to be... They seem to like the show, which is nice.
Yeah. How many people do you think showed up? Is that even a metric that's important in these kind of things?
I'm not sure. I mean, they did it during their first Friday open something or other. So all the other studios. So there's a lot of foot traffic from people that were, you know, like going from studio to studio and gallery to gallery. So that was kind of nice. So that people were coming in.
Yeah. I got a chance to walk around and go into the other galleries and see what the other artists were doing.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Like each gallery had its own kind of thing going on. Some of them seemed more like party galleries. Others seemed more like sedate.
So it went good. So I'm hoping, you know, obviously the main thing is hopefully people will see that we'll talk about it, and maybe I'll make a couple of sales. That would always be nice, so that I don't have to go and take all the prints home. So I had that, and then. And then to commemorate the exhibit, I actually had some smaller prints made. I did some 8x10 prints from the image that we use on the postcard.
Mm.
But we actually did sort of a combined... I did a little combined effort thing with Sarah... I'm going to screw up her last name. Tejada, who runs Ink Print Letterpress up in Manchester.
Yeah.
And so we did prints of the postcard image, and then we had her letterpress the logo across the middle of the image. And they look really nice.
Yeah, they did.
So I created an Etsy account and I have them up there. And they're $100 for the print. And there's only an edition of 25, and that's all there's ever going to be. And they're all numbered and limited. And
very cool.
So maybe I can sell some of those. That'd be kind of nice too.
Hmm. Have you made forays into the edition business before?
The toy prints I sell through McGowan's are all numbered editions.
Hmm. Do you have like a big fancy book that you write the editions in and the names?
I have
and...
a printed print sheet that's sitting in the flat file.
No, you need to have this ivory coated something in a little box that has the editions.
That's way too pretentious.
Well, don't people buy art partly for that sense that they're buying something special?
Well, that's why it's numbered, that they want to see the number, so we put the number on
But the numbering itself is an opportunity to... So what do you got? It's like when you are boarding on Southwest Airlines and you have your boarding passes out, and when Southwest before, they used to not have any kind of seat assignment or even method for getting on. They had A group, B group, and C group. All the A's would board first, and what would happen is people just kind of like start... like rushing, or they would start loitering around the gate area in big clumps, and people would start getting up and standing for like, you know, an hour because they wanted to assure that they would get on the plane first.
And
then what they started doing was kind of genius. They started numbering the boarding passes, and the lower the number you get is the order. So you can do the boarding an hour, you can get your boarding passes a day before your flight, so 24 hours before your flight. And so you can...
So you can go a day early.
Yeah, so like you
just
actually...
Just to get a lower number.
All those eBay sniping skills come in handy. So you wait until like it's exactly... I used to do this. We'll say, and then I go, bam! And I go, oh yeah, I got A15. I'm going to sit anywhere I want. I could probably get an exit row seat. Yeah, but then if you waited until like, you know, an hour before, you get something like, you know, C9 or something like that. So you'd board after that and you'd have to sit between fat people and babies.
That's horrible.
You know, being a fat person, I guess it's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, what do you got against fat people?
Yeah, I don't... Well, No one sits next to me. That's kind of weird. I'm always, there's this kind of weird, like, kickball vibe. So you get on first, and you sit down, and they'll see, and so I wonder who will sit next to me.
And they're like, no.
And it's, I'm always picked last.
Right. You're like, hey, everybody, hey, there's a seat over here.
Come
hey,
sit
look,
with me.
Hey, over
Come
here, look, me. There's a seat. And they're like,
I don't know. I like my elbow room.
Right. They're like sitting down in the aisle instead. They're like, oh, this is better.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. But yeah, but there's power in numbers. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I guess, but I mean, people would actually have to buy my work in order to even get to that point.
Are low numbers still available? Maybe talk that up.
There's all the numbers still available at this point.
Yeah, yeah. So. I wonder what I could sell that's additioned.
I don't know.
Hmm. Speaking of which, my those sticky pads,
yes,
versions. Those should be arriving on Amazon anytime now. That'll be my very second product.
Really? Have you had like pre-orders for them, or are people lined up? Are people lined up for them?
I don't know. Oh, well, I've posted on the official davidsay.com Facebook page, and it got a lot of likes. Like relatively, not a lot of people like things on that page, but it's like 15 or 16 people who seemed excited by it.
Good.
And I've been using that page to just show behind the scenes stuff. Like, well, here's the prototype. Here's the first thing in my hand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. This took much longer than I thought it would, primarily because there's the back and forth between the printer and I.
Yeah.
And, like, the printer is using a different printer. I'm using Paper Graphics in Merrimack.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a relationship with the people who actually make the sticky backed pads.
Okay.
So they're kind of the middleman, and they're also handling the package wrapping for me. So it's great because like I can once this whole thing is designed, when they need a reorder, I can just go and say, I need a reprint of this.
And then they can just
punch
it all up.
Yep, they just punch it up, and then they bundle up and put the stickers on it. I had to send them the stickers in a PDF file. But then they just ship it directly to Amazon. And it appears in their warehouse. So that's cool. Yeah.
Don't they have a Nashua thing? A Nashua warehouse?
A Nashua thing?
I think, Amazon. I think somebody said Amazon has a...
Oh, yes. Amazon does have a Nashua warehouse.
Huh.
I don't know what's in it. I don't know how they distribute things. I've sometimes noticed... It's off of Amherst Street someplace.
Really?
Yeah, there was an article in the Telegraph that was archived a long time ago. And I remember finding it, but I think it's been scrubbed. But it's somewhere around... Between Amherst Street and the airport, I think. I remember looking at Google Street View, and if you're going down past Pep Boys, there's like I guess there's some industrial space.
Oh, maybe it's over by Law Warehouses.
Law Warehouses? What's that?
Law is where a lot of the wine companies store all of their stock, their wine stock.
Oh yeah,
yeah, wine and spirit stock. When I was working for the wine company, we do runs to the Law, and it was just all these big warehouses. And, so it might be in there. So it might be over there somewhere because there's a bunch of warehouses.
That's interesting.
I want to know. I want to see where it is.
So they assign you a warehouse. Mine's somewhere in Chattanooga or something like that. So that's where they fulfill from. Yeah. But I think I'm also going to try doing international fulfillment out of my house for this run.
Really?
Because Amazon won't do it for me unless they open up an account in the UK and then a UK bank and so forth.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine, an online friend of mine, who's handling the European distribution for the Emergent Task Planner pads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe we'll move this thing over there. But in the meantime, we're just kind of figuring out how all that stuff works.
Yeah.
You know, so the exciting thing is like when you have a second product, then you have theoretically 2 points. And with 2 points, you have a line. And where does the line point? Before you had one, it was kind of like, oh, that's okay. That's interesting. But two, that theoretically should double the amount of money that comes in.
Sure.
And, and suddenly it'll start feeling like real money, and maybe I'll want to do more of these products. Or you know, so now I'm having to think about how do you count all this stuff? How do you keep track of it? You know. Huh. So it's starting. It's interesting. Like this whole creative circle from like you have an idea and then you make it somehow and then you somehow try to get it to people and try to measure their happiness.
Measuring happiness.
And you know, some of that happiness flows back to you in the form of dollar bills that you can use to make more happiness.
Wow. So when are they going to be ready? When are they going to be on sale? I noticed the page is up,
but it's in receiving right now. So okay. What happens is that the paper graphics they will shrink wrap and sticker each one.
Wow.
And then they will ship it to Amazon using Amazon's carrier account, which is like half the price of everybody else.
Huh.
And then it arrives at the warehouses in Chattanooga. And then they scan it in and put it into inventory. And then when it's officially entered into inventory, it becomes available.
Okay.
It should become automatically available.
Hmm.
So that's exciting.
Very nice.
Got, I guess, 4 minutes left before we have to wrap this up.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
So what else?
What else?
I don't know.
I don't really know. Maybe we could just cut it short right now.
Yeah, just lots of little things. The puppet, the Muppet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the honeymoon, the wedding / honeymoon video that
you
we
were
did.
Nominated for a New
yeah, like,
England.
Totally out of the blue. I had come across this website, this American Journal of Aesthetic something or other. Blah blah blah. It's based out of Boston.
Yeah.
And I had noticed it because I had tracked it back, and they had mentioned one of their writers had mentioned. The proposal video, they couldn't include it in their best of 2010 because it happened so late in 2010. So they mentioned it for 2011.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. And then I got an email and it said the wedding honeymoon thing has been nominated for a New England Art Award in the new media category. I was like, what's that?
That's interesting.
And they evidently what they had was all these people wrote in things, and they said they had about over 500 things. And then they had a panel, and one of them was like the guy that runs the museum up at the main College of Art, and like it sounded pretty legit. Like there was like, and then they narrowed it down to the selections, and the honeymoon video is part of the new media section. And then they have the rest of it. I guess they have, I guess they do two different types of things. They do reader whatever voting, and then they actually do their what they think should win. So there's like a little thing you can go to online and you can pick the ones that you think should win and stuff like that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. And the link is on there, but, so that's kind of cool. So the event is, it's at some posh restaurant down in Boston on March 1st. So we're going to go down and, you know, be included. So I can hear my name mentioned. So that was kind of cool
that's cool.
And somebody brought up an interesting thing they had mentioned, to that. They said, well, you know, I enjoy the proposal video and the Muppet thing and all that. And they said, but this brings up an interesting question. Is that art?
Yeah, that's, I mean, how do you think of, how do you feel about it?
The cheese ball easy answer is I just make it and I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, it was made, it had to be made. You know, like just as, you know, you could break it down and say, well, there's movement in it and there's emotion in it and there's music in it and there's color in it. And, so that in and of itself could be considered art because there's, you know, line, tone, texture, shape, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why not? Like it makes a good 3.5 minute or 6 minute thing piece that was created. I mean, it didn't exist before and it was created basically just to make people feel good.
But the interesting thing about it is that it was such a personal piece. You know,
right.
Sure, you shared it with like your close friends and people you get in the movie theater. And I don't know, it's something like specifically for something like a proposal. I mean, it feels different somehow than like what you would say if you go to a museum or if you go to even like an art show.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were to say it was like, oh, we made this art piece and it happened to be my proposal, that sort of cheapens the proposal right. part of it. And I know you didn't intend that. It was like such a... Yeah, so it's in the new media category. So that's that maybe it becomes more experimental that way. Yeah, but I'm wondering what would ordinarily be presented or submitted to an art show for new media.
Hmm.
I mean, you think of the usual things like, you know, a kind of performance art that's been transformed into, you know, some sort of new media based multi-screen slideshow,
right.
or people dancing among beams of light,
right.
But
it was, I mean, it was a mini film. I mean, it was a short film, and that falls under the art category,
I suppose.
But I'm not too, I guess,
It seems broad. Like, you would think it might go into the proposal category or the, film category.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, okay, yeah. So my definition of art expands.
See, so it's, you know, I mean, and plus I'm not the one that's labeling it, you know. I mean,
yeah, it was submitted by someone else, right?
Right. Yeah. So it's first. Yeah. So you know, I can't control what other people think or, you know, if they want to classify it as one thing or another.
Yep.
I just think it's pretty cool.
Yep. Very cool.
And that's what happens when you use puppets. Make people cry. And
the power of puppets. The
power of puppets.
I saw that slideshow that was put together for Valentine's Day by, was it?
Oh, the Today Show. The other thing. We went through Valentine's Day the other day. And so we got hit with, every Valentine's Day we seem to get hit with these puppet thing. Everybody went. The Hampshire Magazine just did a thing in this month's article.
Yep.
This much issue. And we're the main lead thing. They took a big picture of us back at the...
You're on the cover?
No, we're not on the cover. We're on the inside.
The inside cover? No, the back cover?
We're not cool enough to be on the...
inside cover?
They're not cool enough to be on the... to be on the cover, but... where is it? But they did a nice job in here. So they had that. That's this month's February issue, and it talks about some local love stories. I think there's like five or six groups. And then the Today Show, they contacted me and they wanted to include our stuff as part of a slideshow. Yeah, we got a full page right there.
Nice.
And then on the second page is us with our tintype.
Very cool.
Yeah, great. So, and then the Today Show wanted to include us in a slideshow. So they did that.
Yeah. There was some good stuff in that slideshow. The other people that were in there.
There's the Harry Potter one where they cut the book out and put the ring inside the book.
Well, that was kind of horrifying. But yeah.
And the Lego thing and the Indiana Jones one. I had never seen the Indiana Jones one before. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy did the custom level for... People went the extra
mile. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah. Curve breakers. Curve wreckers.
Curve wreckers.
Good job. Well, we're past the 5 o'clock mark.
Oh, yeah.
Shut it down early.
So that's a nice short one. So we'll probably do another one next week where we can get a little more nuts and bolts and stuff.
Talk about some stuff. Got any questions? You know, give us a holla.
Yes. Yeah, please let us know if anybody actually listens. Yeah,
otherwise, we'll just be talking about stuff that's interesting to us.
We're going
to
talk about this movie we're going to go see tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see Arrietty the Borrowers.
Yes. The new Studio Ghibli movie.
Yep, which you should know. Yes. Pop cultural reference inserted. And maybe I'll even get a chance to talk about Star Wars, The Old Republic, getting into.
See, it's just, it always comes back to video games and stuff. Sorry, Elise. Sorry.
Yeah.
We just can't help it.
But Kenta Koga won't mind.
Kenta Koga. Our buddy Kenta Koga. We were playing Halo with Kenta Koga the other night.
So it's Kenta Koga. I had to pick up Gears of War.
You have to pick up Gears of War.
War 3.
Yes.
And we'll do that later.
And you have to get your Halo Reach installed so that you can be part of our... Yeah,
I think that's installed by now. It must be.
Halo
it's
like 1.7
gig download. It should be done by now.
Halo. And we do Halo... We were trying to get the Wednesdays tonight. We have a Wednesday night Halo thing. So if anybody out there listening plays Halo and you want to play on Wednesday nights, the other night we did nothing but race. We did rocket races on custom racetracks, and it was out of control awesome.
Oh.
So we got to get you playing that because it's fun.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Gears 3. Find out how good you guys really are. So that's the podcast for this week.
Yes, short and sweet. To the point. Until next week, this is Photographer Sid Caesar.
And this is Designer Dave Say.
And we will see you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
Ciao. Have you heard about this Linsanity thing that's going on? This is all new to me.
What's that?
Apparently, there's this basketball player who's a Taiwanese American.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm just thinking that might be fun to talk about. Maybe we should get some guests like minority Americans on. We can talk about stuff.
Like Kenta Koga?
Like Kenta Koga? I don't care. We can find all the Asians we can find, which I know two.
It's like six. Area. We can fit them in our backpack.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, like, I was watching some of these highlights for him on YouTube the other day.
Yeah.
And I was reading his background, and I guess he had gone to Harvard. So I'm just thinking, oh, great. There's all these minorities that are growing up. And so, look, Jeremy Lin, he goes to Harvard, and he plays NBA. You don't even clear your room. And, like, it's like, oh, thank you. What's his name again?
Who?
Lin something.
Oh, I don't.
It's not Jennifer Lin. It's Jeremy Lin or something like that. Basketball.
Bad sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
Thanks to Michael Ballard and the As In Ensemble for for providing the play in, play out music from their album. What's the name of the album?
Tune In, Tune Out, I think is.
Tune In Now.
Yeah, the last one. He's working on a new one and it should be out soon.
Oh, great.
So you should all go visit him at michaelbellard.com. com.
Yep.
Michael Ballard.
They're awesome. They're just fun to watch.
Yeah, they got their stuff down. They know their thing.
This is 2 minutes. It gets louder, and then that's how we know it's about to
that's
end.
That's right. We cut it a little early. You guys are just rambling on. Yeah, there we go. All right, have a good weekend. We'll see y'all later.